Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
I am fine. I just did this survey where with the outcome and the only advertised $2.95 that you'd have to pay for a mixer, but my account was charged $50-some-odd and change. I want that refunded. I don't want any product coming to my house. I don't want to be offered 30 or 50% for something that I don't want because it wasn't advertised that way. You click on a button thinking that you continue to pay $2.95. There's no disclosure about any program or anything like that, or 21-day trial or anything like that in that advertisement. So how are we going to fix this issue?
Okay, so can I have your first and last name, and can you verify address for me for security purposes, please?
Of course, darling. It's Kathy Jackson.
Okay.
My address. You need my address?
Yes, ma'am.
3742 Hunters Isle Drive, Orlando, Florida. 32837 is my zip code.
Okay, thanks so much for information as well. So you're saying this is fraud, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was charged $59.97. What exactly am I getting for that, that I did not know anything about, that I was just charged on the premise that it was $2.90-some-odd?
Okay, so what happened with me was the contest entry for the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the back of the blender, or the KitchenAid. You did also as well have to pay the $59.97 for the meal plan as well, ma'am.
I don't want any of that. It didn't say anything in this whole thing. It asked me for my mailing address. It asked me for my my first and last name, my mailing address. It didn't say anything in that premise that I'm entering a contest, but then I got to pay $50-some-odd. There was nothing in that. And you know
okay.
why I know this?
So,
is because I've screenshot every single thing on my iPad on the same ad.
Okay, let me place you
it
on the repo.
It isn't until you get to the end. It's not until you get to the end that you see this 21-day thing.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold moment and see what I can do for you.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm looking right at it. There's nothing on here that states anything about that.
Okay, let me place in a brief hold, see what I can do for you.
Yeah, I heard you the first time, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Next call. Huh? No. Next call is going to be two.
Okay, so I was able to go ahead and get you fully refunded for the charge. That refund will go back into your account on 3 to 5 business. Anything else I could do for you today?
Okay, I want an email sent since you have all my fun information there. I'd like an email sent to me stating that.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am. We'll get that email sent out about the cancellation moment.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, mom, please, just bear with me. Okay, my internet is moving a little slow. Just
okay, I'm reading this right here. Feast Treat, thank you for your contest entry. The email is to inform you that subscription has been canceled and all future charges have been canceled. Future. Doesn't say anything about me being refunded.
Okay.
Let me see this one. Hold on, wait. Let me read this one. There's another one came through. Please void per your request. Order ID, order detailing, void amount. What does that mean?
Okay. Can you repeat that for me, please? I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. I hate to bring grief, but that just was wrong. Your entire order has been voided per your request. So that's what you do. You just send a void.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, so I did go ahead and get you canceled and refunded. You will receive that email in the next 3 to 5 business days. Anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you so much. And you've been very pleasant to talk with.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you so much for calling us support. Enjoy one today.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nice.